面对你的旷野。
Today the topic is facing your own wilderness.
最近我听了一首赞美诗，听了一首诗班的诗歌。
I heard a choir song.
旷野里。
It's called In the Wilderness.
里面的歌词啊，非常的感动我。
The lyrics of the song really moved me.
也许以后我们诗班也会练唱这一首。
And it's perhaps one day our choir will also learn this hymn.
但我们看旷野。
When we look at the wilderness.
旷野就是一个非常恶劣的环境。
The wilderness is a very remote or an isolated place.
然后在里面什么都没有。
In that place, there's nothing.
啊，要很艰难的生存的条件。
And it is very difficult to survive in that environment.
没有人喜欢住在旷野。
No one likes to live in the wilderness.
我们都喜欢舒服的地方，都喜欢住在大城市。
Because we all like to live in a comfortable place, we all like to live in a big city.
但是在圣经里面呢，常常有提到旷野。
However, in the Bible, it often mentions this word wilderness.
尤其是以色列百姓啊，被神拯救了之后。
Especially after the Israelites were saved by God.
神要带领他们进到美好的应许之地。
God wanted to bring them into the blessed promised land.
但是呢，中间呢，他们要经过一段路，叫做旷野路。
However, their journey in between brought them to the wilderness.
啊，因为我很喜欢那首诗歌，所以也从圣经里面再一次看看旷野。
So, because I like this hymn so much, I thought to look at the Bible about the meaning of the wilderness.
还在思考为什么神要百姓走这一段的旷野路。
To further think about why is it that God wanted the Israelites to walk through this journey in the wilderness?
啊，旷野的定义就是一个可怕的地方，一个孤单的地方。
The wilderness is scary and also very lonely.
如果有的选择的话，没有一个人想要去旷野。
If one of us could choose, none of us would ever choose to go there.
但是神有他的原因呢。
But God has his reasons.
神呼召我们从埃及出来。
God called the people out of Egypt.
埃及代表罪恶的世界。
What Egypt represents is a world of sin.
但是要他们走一段旷野路。
He wants them to walk through this journey in the wilderness.
今天神也把我们从罪当中拯救出来。
Likewise, God has also called us out from sin.
我们也还没有进天国。
We have not entered into the heavenly kingdom yet.
但是中间这几十年就是叫做旷野路。
These decades in between are our wilderness journey.
那每个人都要自己面对自己的旷野路。
That is why all of us have to face our own wilderness.
虽然我们的旷野路可能不太一样。
Although our journey through the wilderness may not be the same,
但是神给我们遇到旷野的目的是一样。
The purpose why God allows us to encounter this wilderness is the same.
所以旷野大概就是长这样。
This is how a wilderness looks like.
在以色列地，在西乃山，在埃及与这个迦南地之间呢，就是有很多的旷野，很多的山，很多的沙漠。
Nearby the land of Israel. There was
from Egypt
to Israel, there is deserts like this.
很干很干的地方。
It's a very dry place.
首先为什么神要百姓去旷野？
Why is it that God wants the people to go through the wilderness?
我们看出埃及记的第五章。
Let us read Exodus chapter 5.
第三节。
Exodus chapter 5 verse 3.
出埃及记五章的第三节。
Exodus chapter 5 verse 3.
我一起读。一二三。出埃及记五章的第三节。
Exodus chapter 5 verse
3. 一二三。他们说，希伯来人的神遇见了我们，求你容我们往旷野去，走三天的路程，祭祀耶和华我们的神，免得他用瘟疫刀病攻击我们。这是神透过摩西告诉法老的话。
This is what God had told Pharaoh through Moses.
以色列人有一个要求。
The Israelites have a request.
其实就是神的要求。
In fact, this is God's request.
这些百姓叫做希伯来人。
These people were called the Hebrews.
那这里说神遇见了我们。
And God, it says that the Bible tells us that God has called us.
神遇见了我们之后呢，我们就要去做一件事了。
And after He has called us, we must do something.
我们就要去旷野。
Then we must go to this wilderness.
去那边做什么呢？
What should we do in this place?
去那边就是要献祭给神啊。
What we need to do in this place is to make a sacrifice to God.
就是要对神有一种敬拜。
That means that we must worship God.
侍奉真神的意思。
This means that we must serve the true God.
以色列人住在埃及有四百多年的历史。
The people of Israel lived in Egypt for 400 years.
400多年当中啊，他们被埃及人的影响很深。
And these 400 years, they were greatly influenced by the Egyptians.
埃及人呢是一个多神的宗教。
The Egyptians had many gods.
什么都是神。
Everything was a god.
河也是神。
The river was a god.
啊，青蛙也是神。
The frog was a god.
蛇也是神。
The snakes were a god.
什么都是神。
Everything was a god.
但是呢，真正的神呢，是创造宇宙万物的神。
The real God, however, is the one that created the heavens and the earth.
不是人手做出来，也不是动物。
It's not something that is made by man, and it's neither an animal.
所以这位真神选召他的百姓从埃及出来。
This true God chose his people to go out of the land of Egypt.
第一件事情就是要他们离开埃及。
The first is for them to depart from Egypt.
埃及其实是个很舒服的地方。
Egypt is actually a very comfortable place.
也是个文明很高的地方。
It's a place that is very cultural, has a great civilization.
科技也很发达。
And they were also very advanced in science.
4000年前，他们就盖金字塔了。
5,000 or 4,000 years ago, they already built the pyramids.
数学也很发达。
They were very advanced in mathematics.
这个派啊，这个圆周率是埃及人发明的，发现的。
Pi was actually discovered by the Egyptians.
没有这个数学的根基，他们也盖不了金字塔。
And if they did not have the foundation of mathematics, they would be unable to build the pyramids.
但是他们也是很腐败的一个地方。
However, they are also a very corrupt and fallen place.
他们的宗教跟他们的道德很淫乱，都是混在一起。
Because their religion and their morals were very fallen.
所以神要他们离开那个地方。
That is why God wanted them to depart from this place.
你不离开你原来的这个旧的影响力，你没有办法去真正跟神建立一个新的关系啊。
Because we do not depart from this place that has hold over our hearts with sin, then we cannot go to a place where we can establish a relationship with God.
神不是在埃及里面拯救他们。
God did not save them in Egypt.
神要他们带他们离开埃及。
God wanted to depart them to depart from Egypt.
所以如果你真的，今天你真的想要认识真神。
Today, if we really want to know the true God.
要真的找到你的信仰。
If we truly want to find our religion or our faith.
真的你的生命要有一种改变。
Then our life must be changed.
首先你要面对你的旷野。
First, we must face our wilderness.
就是你愿意放弃你固有的旧的生活或者是思想。
That is, we must put away our old thoughts and our old lives.
我们人都是很习惯旧的习惯。
All of us are very comfortable in our old habits.
比如说你现在坐在那个位置，你看每天你的每个礼拜来你都是坐这个位置。
For example, you may sit in your seat every week.
除非你的位置别人坐了，不然的话你还是你原来这个位置。
Unless someone else has sat in your seat, you will likely choose to sit in the same seat as you do now.
你有的东西你不想放手。
You do not want to get rid of what you have.
但是你不放手，你就得不到新的。
But if you are not willing to let go of what you have, then we're unable to receive what is new.
你不把旧的那些埃及的神的观念丢掉。
If we're unwilling to throw away the old concept of the gods of Egypt.
那你就跟埃及人一样，面对瘟疫啊、刀剑啊这种祸患啊。
Then we will be like the Egyptians, we'll face the plagues and we'll face the sword.
好，所以你首先问自己一个问题。
Let us then ask ourselves a question.
我今天为了改变，我愿意放弃什么？
Today, for the sake of change, what am I willing to let go of?
我愿意跟神建立关系，我愿意放弃什么？
For the sake of establishing a relationship with God, what are we willing to let go of?
如果你又想跟神建立关系，但是又不放弃了原来的生活方式。
If we want to build a relationship with God and yet we're unable to let go of the old direction of our life,
不愿意放弃你的罪。
If we're unwilling to let go of our sin,
不愿意放弃你的观念。
If we're unwilling to let go of our old thoughts,
你是没有办法真正的去侍奉神。
Then we do not truly have the ability to serve God.
所以这个旷野啊，对于认识神是很重要。
That is why this wilderness is very important for us to get to know God.
那你放弃了之后，你会很辛苦的一段时间呢。
After we let go of these things, we'll have a period of difficulty.
因为以色列百姓在埃及虽然说是当奴隶，但至少有的吃，有地方睡，有一个房子。
Because although the Egyptians were slaves in the land of Egypt, they still had a home and they still had food to eat.
晚上不用睡在外面。
They did not need to sleep outside at night.
不用为了三餐来到底食物在哪里，水在哪里。
And they did not have to wonder where their three meals would come from.
但是现在去到旷野，什么都没有。
Now they're in the wilderness and they have nothing.
那你要想什么？
What are they thinking about?
当你什么都被拿走的时候，
When everything has been taken away from you,
就是你开始认识神的时候。
That is the beginning of our knowledge of God.
因为在旷野什么都没有。
Because in the wilderness there is nothing.
你也不能问法老王给你食物，给你水。
We cannot ask Pharaoh to give us water or food.
旷野是一个没有人能够生存的地方。
The wilderness is a place where no one can survive.
除非神帮你。
Unless God helps you.
但是神会不会帮你？
Will God help you though?
那就看你怎么跟神建立这个关系了。
That depends on how we establish this relationship with God.
所以你要怎么样认识神？怎么敬拜神？
How is it that we should know God and how is it that we should worship Him?
怎么样跟他建立关系？
How is it that we should build this relationship with Him?
没有这段路，没有这段旷野路，你是做不到的。
If we don't have this journey in the wilderness, then it's something that we cannot do.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5,
第三节
verse 3.
罗马书五章的三节
Romans chapter 5, verse 3.
我们一起读
Let us read it together.
五章的三到五节
verses
3 to 5. 一、二、三。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。第四节
verse 4.
忍耐生老练。老练胜盼望第五节
Five.
盼望不至于羞耻因为所施给我们的圣灵让神的爱浇灌在我们心里这一段告诉我们怎么样认识神
These verses tell us how we get to know God
一个人的信仰是怎么建立的
This tells us how a person's faith is built up
你吃得饱饱的生活很顺利都是想打瞌睡
If we are very eat till we are very full then we will want to nap
啊，坐得很舒服啊
We sit very comfortably.
什么都不缺乏。
We don't lack in anything.
你就觉得没有什么必要祷告。
Then we don't feel a need for prayer.
你身体也很好。
Our body is very good.
一年不用看一次医生。
We don't even need to see a doctor once in a year.
钱也赚很多。
We earn a lot of money.
工作也很顺利。
Our jobs are very smooth.
通常我们最希望这种生活。
We wish for this type of life.
得到神的祝福。
We're blessed by God.
我们应该更认识神啊。
We should get to know God even more.
那事实上是相反。
However, in the real world, this is the opposite way.
大部分的我们呢，都是很软弱。
Most of us are very weak.
越顺利越软弱。
The more smooth our lives are, the weaker we get.
什么都得到了，我们就慢慢忘记神，远离神了。
Because once we have everything, then we slowly depart from God.
但是呢，大部分的人呢，如果遇到困难呢？
However, for most people, if they meet up with trouble,
一开始他很多挣扎，很辛苦。
In the beginning, they suffer a lot and they have many struggles.
但是他开始要学习忍耐。
However, they have to learn how to persevere.
忍耐之后呢，他的个性就改变了。
And once they learn how to persevere, then their character changes.
第四节啊，是忍耐为圣，个性啊，或者character品德啊，品格啊。
In verse 4, it says, and perseverance, character.
好的品格不是在安逸的环境锻炼出来的。
So this is not a good character is not built in a very comfortable environment.
是在困难旷野当中锻炼出来。
It is something that is built in the wilderness in difficulty.
所以这个旷野是帮助我们敬拜神、认识神。
The wilderness therefore helps us to worship God and to learn to know God.
还有因为这个旷野太辛苦了，你才会想要有盼望啊。
It is because this wilderness is so harsh to us that we have this hope. We want this hope.
希望这个旷野赶快过去，我可以进迦南地啊。
We want this wilderness to pass quickly so that we can enter into the land of Canaan.
一个正常的基督徒
，a true Christian.
一个真的基督徒
，a real Christian.
应该对世界没有什么太多的留恋。
Should not have too many expectations of the world.
就是世界 OK 啦，可以，但是我不会很爱这里，我不会想要一直留在这里。
That means that the world is just okay to them and they do not wish to remain there.
神给我很顺利，我这个也是暂时的。
If God lets me have a smooth life, then this is also temporary.
神给我很大的考验，这也是会过去。
But if God also gives me a very difficult test, then this will also pass.
我真正的想要的是渐进天国。
What I really want is to enter into heaven.
这个叫天国的盼望。
This is the hope of the kingdom of heaven.
这个旷野路啊，是一种让你想要进天国、进迦南地必须要有的。
The journey of the wilderness therefore makes us hope and want for this kingdom of heaven.
如果你现在走到现在，还是只是追求事业，还想要做大一点，或者是我世界的享受多一点。
If we have known God for a very long time, and yet what we only pursue is our career, and what we want is more from this world.
我就想活久一点，活到一百岁。
We want to live a longer life. We want to live till we're 100 years old.
钱赚多一点。
We want to earn more money.
你的盼望都还在世界。
Then our hope is still in this world.
那你可能还没有真正进入旷野。
Then perhaps we have not truly entered into the wilderness yet.
可能你还是很爱这个埃及。
Perhaps we still really love Egypt.
你可能还在埃及。
Perhaps we're even still in Egypt.
因为埃及真的很舒服啊。
Because Egypt is truly very comfortable.
但是埃及是被法老控制的。
But Egypt is controlled by Pharaoh.
如果你进到旷野里面，你就会想进迦南地。
If we enter into the wilderness, then we want to enter into Canaan.
再来啊，为什么要进入？神要我们进入旷野。
Next, why is it that God wants us to enter into this wilderness?
其实这个是必经之路了，一定会经过的。
This is a journey that we will enter into.
我们看这个地图啊。
Let us look at this map.
左边这个地方就是埃及。
On the left is Egypt.
以色列人呢，在大概歌珊地这个地方啊，住了400多年。
The Israelites lived in the land of Goshen for about 400 years.
那右边这个地方啊。这个地方叫迦南地，是神要给他们的迦南地。
On the right hand side is the land of Canaan, the promised land that God wanted to give the Israelites.
那你要从这边要去迦南地啊，没有办法坐飞机啊，也没有办法坐船啊。
There's no passageway through a ship or through a plane from Goshen to the land of Canaan.
那一定要经过中间的这一段的大的沙漠。
They must go through the middle portion, which is the great wilderness.
Yeah, 那这段路非常的难走。
This is a very difficult journey.
但是你不经历过中间这段路，你是去不了这个迦南地。
But if you do not go through the wilderness, then you're unable to get to Canaan.
所以基本上旷野是一定要走，你不可能会说啊，我要进迦南地，但是我不走旷野路。
The wilderness journey is something that we must all pass through. We cannot say that we want to go through Canaan and yet not go through the wilderness journey.
就好像一个 package, 一个套餐一样。
It's just like a package.
你不能说我只要挑那个甜的部分，但是我不要苦的部分。
We cannot say that we just want to choose what is sweet in this package and not what is bitter.
神的给你的就是有甜，一定要有苦。
Because when God gives us what is sweet, He'll also give us what is bitter.
甜就是以后的天国。
The what is sweet is the heavenly future.
苦就是现在你要走旷野。
And what is the bitterness is the wilderness journey that we must walk right now.
你现在不牺牲，你现在不吃苦，你就进不了迦南地。
If we do not make the sacrifices now, and if we do not suffer now, then we are unable to enter into Canaan.
就像一个孩子不读书。
For example, if a child does not study.
他别人读书的时候，他一直在玩。
If other people study and he's just playing.
那他以后受的苦。肯定会比别人多。
Then perhaps his suffering in the future will be even greater than that of others.
那你现在不受苦，你就以后进不了迦南地。
That is why if we do not suffer now, then we are unable to enter into Canaan in the future.
好，我们来看这个彼得前书。
Let us read First Peter.
彼得前书第二章第十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
彼得前书二章的第十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
一二三。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是以灵魂征战的。这里彼得长老告诉我们今生的这个生活啊，旷野路是什么的生活。
Here, Elder Peter is telling us what this life is and what this journey in the wilderness in this life is like.
第一，就是叫做客旅的人生。
First of all, we live as guests.
这种客旅啊 ，sojourner 啊，或者是 traveler 啊，就是你好像去旅游啊，去哪里啊
？So this sojourner is as if we are traveling somewhere. We're just going there for a temporary time.
就是你会，如果你要去旅行的话，你会尽量控制你的行李，不能带太多。
Because if we want to go travel somewhere, we will limit our luggage because we cannot bring so much.
我记得我去读神学的时候。
I remember when I was going through theological school.
第一次要去欧洲，要去四个月。
The first time I had to go to Europe for 4 months.
我想说去四个月应该很要用很多东西，说什么都要带。
I thought that 4 months was a very long time. I needed a lot, so I brought a lot.
所以带了两个三十公斤，那个时候的行李还可以30公斤，那个行李航空公司可以带两件，所以60公斤。
I brought 2 luggages that were 30 kg each.
又有一个背包。
And I also brought a backpack.
想说手提行李也不要浪费。
And I also brought a hand carry luggage.
带了那么多东西。
I brought so many things with me.
坐飞机是没所谓。
It's not a problem when we're on the plane.
Check in 就好了。
Because all we need to do is check in.
但是去到欧洲要坐火车啊。
But when I'm in Europe, I must take a train.
要从这个月台走楼梯到下面，要转车的时候要再爬上去，没有电梯啊！那个欧洲很落后，有些地方没有电梯。
I had to go on the platform and then take many flights of stairs and then go up more flights of stairs. There was no elevator.
我想要怎么办呢？我有四个东西，我只有2只手啊。
I thought to myself, I have 4 pieces of luggage. I only have 2 hands. So what should I do?
还好我有2个同学一起坐火车。
So thankfully, there are 2 other students who were with me on the train.
他们都骂我。
So they scolded me.
因为他们住在欧洲，他们常坐火车，知道行李不能太多。
Because they live in Europe, and they knew that you cannot bring too much luggage on the train.
他说你去哪里？你为什么带那么多东西？
They questioned me saying, where do you think you're going? You cannot bring so much stuff.
我说你不要问了，拜托了，帮我一下，不然我怎么办？
I said, please do not ask me questions now. Please help me, otherwise I have no way to carry all my luggage.
结果带去的东西大部分都用不到。
Many of the things that I brought there, I did not end up using.
衣服穿来穿去也是那几件。
Because I only wore a few sets of clothing.
带了100片 CD 也没有空听。
And I didn't even have time to listen to the 100 CDs that I bought.
就累死自己，累死自己而已。
I made myself very tired.
你东西带那么多，你就跑不远了。
When we bring so many things with us, we cannot walk very far.
我们今天奔跑旷野的道路。
Today, when we're walking this wilderness journey,
你是不是很看重物质的东西？
Do we place a lot of emphasis on the material things that we have?
一直买，一直买。
We keep on buying things.
大家很多人的车库都没有停车子。
Many of our trunks do not have space.
车库 garage.
Oh, sorry. Many of our garages don't have space.
为什么？因为都一堆堆垃圾啊，堆放在那边，买了买了又用不到，在堆在里面。
Because we have so many things that we have no other place to put them other than our garages.
你在以后有用得到。
We think to ourselves, in the future, we'll be able to make use of that thing.
你一年之内不用，以后也用不到。
But if we don't use it within a year, then in the future, it's unlikely that we'll use it.
但是又不舍得丢。
Yet we're unwilling to part with it.
以后你死了，别人再帮你丢。
When we die,
帮你的东西丢。
Then other people will throw away the stuff for us.
但是如果我们一直很多那种物质的东西。
But if we have so many material things,
你的心呢，一定不在天国，
then for
一定不在属灵的事情上面。
For sure, our hearts will not be focused in heaven, and it will not be focused on the spiritual things.
这个世界一切都是暂时的。
Because everything in this world is temporary.
我们是暂时住在卡加利，不是永远住这里。
We're only temporarily dwelling in Calgary. We're not living here forever.
对我来说是了，我四年半之后就要走了，我开始就算了。
For me, I started counting. I'll be leaving in 4.5 years.
我们传道人六年就要搬。
Because the preachers will move every 6 years.
那你们可能觉得说，哎呀，我是永久住在这里，我没有要搬。
Perhaps the rest of us will think we're going to live here a long time. There's no need for me to move.
我也搬不回多伦多了，因为太贵了。因为多伦多来了，搬不回去了。
Even if I came from Toronto, I can't move there again because it's more expensive. It's too expensive.
温哥华搬来，你也搬不回去了。
And if we've moved from Vancouver, we cannot move back.
就算你搬来了，你也不是永远在这里。
So even if you live here and you've moved here, you're not going to be here forever.
这个世界是暂时的。
Because this world is temporary.
你有一天要离开世界。
One day we'll leave this world.
在你离开世界之前，这一段就是旷野路。
Before we leave the world, this journey that we're walking is a journey of the wilderness.
生活简简单单就好了。
We should live a simple life, and that's good enough.
有吃有用就好了。
As long as we have clothes to wear and things that we need to use.
不用追求太高的享受，不用把太多的心思放在上面。
We do not need to pursue a great enjoyment.
再来呢，这里说旷野路呢，就是要对付肉体的私欲。
And the other thing in this wilderness journey is that we need to wage this war against our passions.
我们每个人都有欲望。
Many of us have these lesser passions.
但是你太看重自己的欲望，你就不愿意走这段路。
But if we pursue our desires too much, then we're unwilling to walk in this journey.
比如说你在旅行的时候，有什么就吃什么啦，对不对？
For example, when we're traveling, we want to eat everything.
你就不能说我一定要吃 Chinese food, 一定要吃中国餐，不然我就不吃饭。
We need to eat whatever is available to us because if we only want to eat Chinese food and it's not available, then we'll have nothing to eat.
你也不能说我一定要吃某一个口味的。
And we can't say that we want a certain taste in our food.
没有，你旅行的时候，你去到哪里就吃到哪里，就简单，不是，就吃不是重点。
Rather, when we travel, food is not the main point. Whatever is available is something that we have to eat.
尤其是去那些人烟不多的地方啊，这个非常的偏僻的地方啊。
Especially if we're traveling in remote areas.
通常那些地方风景就是更漂亮。
Those are places where the scenery is very beautiful.
但是吃东西就很不方便。
However, it's very inconvenient to find things to eat.
你去不是为了吃东西，你是为了要看风景。
We go there not to eat, but we go there to see the scenery.
所以如果你欲望太多，一定要吃这个，一定要很舒服，你就哪里都去不了。
If we have too many desires and we want to eat very good food and we want great comfort, then there are not many places that we can visit.
进天国是不容易的。
It is not easy to enter into heaven.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为是跟我们的欲地上的不好的欲望在打仗。
Because we're waging out this war against our bad desires.
刚刚那个地图记不记得？他们要出埃及。
So let us look back at this map. They need to exit of Egypt.
埃及是被法老王控制住。
Egypt is controlled by Pharaoh.
但是呢，他每天会给你好吃的。
But every day he gives you good food.
但是你要为他劳苦。
It's just that you have to labor for him.
你要当他的奴隶。
You have to be his slave.
他控制你。
He controls you.
今天世界上面不是很多人都被 魔鬼控制吗？
Are there not many people in this world who are controlled by the devil today?
法老王就代表魔鬼。
Pharaoh represents the devil.
他不想你离开他。
He doesn't want you to depart from him.
其实他也不用绑住你。
In fact, he does not need to bind you.
他用那些欲望来控制你。
He uses your desires to control you.
比如说喜欢抽烟喝酒的人，就用那些欲望来绑住他。
For example, if you like smoking and drinking, then these desires are the ones that bind the person.
喜欢吸毒的。
Those who like to take drugs.
喜欢看色情的。
Those who like to watch pornography.
喜欢男女关系乱搞的。
Those who like to engage in
immoral
sexual behavior.
这个都是人的欲望啊。
These are all human desires.
只要你不放弃那个，你就出不来。
If we're unable to put these desires down, then we cannot exit out of Egypt.
你不改变，你就进不了以后的神给你预备的更好的地方。
If we do not change, then we're unable to enter into this good place that God has prepared for us.
那你要出来，他也不给你出来。
Now, if you want to exit, however, he does not let you.
他要跟你打仗。
He wants to wage a war with you.
刚刚那些经节啊，这个私欲啊，是以灵魂征战的。
That is why these passions need wage a war against our soul.
所以为什么今天国那么难？
Why is it so hard to enter into heaven?
因为天天都要打仗。
Because we need to fight this war every day.
天天都要跟不好的自己、不好的欲望来打仗。
We need to fight against our passions and ourselves, which are not very good.
那还有呢？还会遇到逼迫。
We'll also face persecution.
我们看《使徒行传》的第14章。
Let us read Acts chapter 14.
14章22节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
没有，你自己翻啊。使徒行传十四章二十二节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
十四章二十二节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
一起读。
Let us read it together.
坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。请把最后一句画起来。
Let us underline the last phrase.
我们进入神的国。
We enter the kingdom of God.
必须经历许多困难哦。
We must go through many tribulations.
那时候保罗刚刚去了这个以哥念的那边传福音呢。
At that time, Paul went to Iconium to preach there.
他们传保罗传完福音之后啊，被人家用石头打。
After he preached the gospel there, he was stoned.
哇，你可以想象啊，传完福音，人家不是请你吃饭。
When we preach the gospel, people do not invite you out for dinner.
我们今天当传道是很幸福。
Today, when we are preachers, we are very blessed.
派去哪里？哎呀，信徒请你聚完会灵恩会之后，我请你吃饭。
Because after we, no matter where we go, all the members will invite us out for a meal.
有这灵恩会之后，都会吃的比较好一点。
After our spiritual convocation, we will have very good meals.
无论世界各地，他都把那当地的土产招待传道人。
No matter what, no matter where we go, they will treat us to their local meals.
但是保罗传福音吃什么？
However, when Paul preached the gospel, what did he eat?
吃石头啊。
He ate stones.
给你是丢你，用石头丢他。
Because other people threw stones at him.
那不单只丢保罗啊，当然也会欺负那些刚信主的人呢。
And not only did they bully Paul, they also bullied those who had just newly believed.
今天如果你今天聚完会回到家里。
Today, if after the service you went home,
你的先生或者你的太太没有信的，他就打你。
The wife or your husband who is unbelieving, if he hits you or she hits you,
请问你还下个礼拜你还要不要来
？Next week, do you still want to come?
如果你回到你的邻居，他们也是打你，也是羞辱你。
If you go to your neighbors and they also strike you and they mock you,
你还会不会去
？Will you still come to church?
如果信耶稣让你的身份地位更降下了，你会不会信？
If believing in Christ needs us to lower down our status in this world, then will we still believe?
如果信耶稣信道，你工作都丢了，你还信不信？
Will we still believe if we have to, if this means getting rid of our jobs?
我们今天的见证都是相反的，信了耶稣之后带来很多的好处。
Today, the testimony that we bear is once we believe in Jesus, you will receive many good things.
那个弟兄姐妹就出来做见证了。
That is why the brothers and sisters come and bear this testimony.
神怎么带领我，真的很感恩啊！所以你们也要信耶稣啊。
They testify about how God had taken care of them, and that's why other people must also believe in Jesus.
我们就说阿门，感谢主。
Then we say Amen, thank God.
但是当时的时候，信了耶稣之后，就失去很多。
At that time, however, after they believe in Jesus, they lost a lot.
你怎么解释？
How do you explain this?
神不爱他们吗？
Does it mean that God does not love them?
不是的。
That's not the case.
那神为什么容许这个事情发生？
Why does God allow these things to happen?
只能说是一种考验了。
We can only say that this is a test.
也是必然的现象。
And it's also something that will happen, must happen.
因为有属灵的征战啊，你信的主是属灵的征战。
Because after we believe in God, we enter into this spiritual warfare.
所以你要进入神的国是100%啊，必须经历很多困难的。
That is why if we want to enter into the kingdom of God, then we will for sure 100% have many difficulties.
为了守道理，你要做出牺牲的。
We may even lose our lives for sake of keeping the Bible, the Bible teachings.
你要做出牺牲的。
For the sake of keeping the truth, we may lose our lives.
有时候没有 make sacrifice.
Oh, we will make sacrifice.
有时候甚至会失去生命。
And perhaps we'll even lose our lives.
好啊，那你愿不愿意？
Are we willing to do this?
啊，这个就是旷野。
This is the wilderness.
但是神会保守。
However, God will protect us.
旷野路什么时候开始？
When does this journey of the wilderness happen?
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多前书十章的第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1.
三，弟兄们，我不愿意，你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。第二节，请一起大声读。都在云里、海里受洗，为了摩西啊。这里说啊，旷野路是从过了红海开始的。
The journey of the wilderness started after crossing the Red Sea.
这里说啊，百姓啊是受洗归了摩西啊。
Here it tells us that the Israelites were baptized into Moses.
当时百姓没有受洗啊。
At that time, the people were not baptized.
当时百姓是做什么呢？
What did they do?
啊，他们呢，经过这个地方叫做红海，过红海可能是这个地方。
They likely crossed the Red Sea at this point.
反正就是红海分开了。
The Red Sea had parted.
本来没有路走的。
Before there was no way.
那法老不给他们出去。
The Pharaoh did not want them to go out of Egypt.
还派这个军兵追赶他们。
He even sent his soldiers to pursue them.
前面因为红海好像很大的海，根本没有路走。
In front of them was a great sea, and there's no path in front of them.
哦，所以就是信仰的开始就是属灵征战。
The beginning of the path of faith is the beginning of the spiritual warfare.
魔鬼不想你离开他了。
Because the devil does not want him you to depart from him.
最近跟一位信徒聊起。
I was talking to a member recently.
因为他带了一位慕道者来。
Because he brought a truth seeker here.
慕道者开始很想来参加聚会。
In the beginning, this truth seeker really wanted to come and attend the services.
但是就很多事情又发生了。
However, many things happened.
啊，又说很忙啦，又说很累啦。
The truth seeker said that he was very busy and very tired.
又有一些其他的状况出现了。
And there are other situations which he was facing.
本来说好的，现在开始我要跟神建立关系了。
In the beginning, he made a determination to build this relationship with God.
你想出埃及啊，那个法老不给你出来啊。
But if you do want to depart from Egypt, Pharaoh will not let you go easily.
所以为什么要一个人从墓道进到洗礼是那么难呢？
This is the reason why it is so difficult for a true seeker to come here and then go through baptism.
你要来听一听，唱一唱，大家来教会很高兴，是不是不难？
It is not difficult for us to come to church, to attend the services, to sing some hymns.
你要立志跟随主。
But if we make this determination to follow God,
你要真正离开法老，
if we truly want to depart from Pharaoh,
这是从你过红海开始。
This starts from the point that we cross the Red Sea.
你不过红海，不算离开法老。
If we do not cross the Red Sea, then we have not yet departed from Pharaoh.
所以这个保罗的解释，他们当然是受洗归了摩西。
That is why Paul explains it as in a way that they were baptized into Moses.
原来摩西是预表主耶稣啊。
Because Moses prefigures Jesus.
摩西是以色列民的救星，是神差来的。
Moses is the leader that was sent to save the people.
那耶稣基督是神差来要拯救世界的。
And Jesus Christ was the person who was sent from God to save the world.
那当时百姓经过水。
At that time, the Israelites crossed over the water.
好像受洗一样。
It's like they were baptized.
属于摩西了，归给他，让他带领了。
They were all baptized into Moses, and they fell under his leadership.
今天要得救的人一定要受洗。
Today, everyone who wants to be saved needs to be baptized.
要归谁呢？
Who do they need to belong to?
那就归主耶稣基督啊。
They need to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看加拉太书的第三章。
Let us read the book of Galatians.
加拉太第三章。
Galatians.
第二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
加拉太书三章二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
我们一起读。三章二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
一二三，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。这句请把红笔把它画起来，这是跟教义有关系的。如果你真的要去传福音，你要讲解圣经，你就把它这些经节画下来。
And this is something that has to do with our faith, and we must underline this verse.
很多基督徒今天说啊，我信了，我就归基督了。
Many Christians say today, I believe, and therefore I belong to Christ.
我悔改了，我就归基督了。
Once I've repented, I belong to Christ.
不是的。
That's not the case.
你要什么时候才归基督
？When's it that we belong to Christ?
你每个礼拜去教会，但是如果你没有受洗，你还不是属于基督。
If you come to church every week and yet you're not baptized, then you do not belong to Christ.
你一定要受洗，归入基督里面。
You need to be baptized into Christ.
就好像百姓一定要过红海。
Just like how the Israelites needed to pass through the Red Sea.
你不过红海啊，这个法老对你还是有办法，还可以抓你回来。
If you do not cross this Red Sea, then Pharaoh is still able to capture you back.
法老的权柄很大。
Because the authority and the power of Pharaoh is very great.
他派那个兵啊，派那个马抓你啊。
He will send the horses and the soldiers after you and capture you.
所以很多你不受洗，你还是属于魔鬼的。
That is why if you're not baptized, you still belong to the devil.
不是说你是坏人。
That does not mean you're a bad person.
是魔鬼随时可以骚扰你。
It just means that the devil can capture you back anytime.
但是如果你受洗归入耶稣基督呢
？But if you're baptized into Christ.
魔鬼就不能随时骚扰你了。
Then the devil cannot bother you. And
因为你是神的人呢。
Simply because you're a person that belongs to God.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹啊，做见证。
There are some brothers and sisters who bear testimony.
哇，有一些人想要害他们啊。
They say that someone wants to harm them.
有一些人请一些行邪术的，想要害我们的基督徒。
There are some spirits that want to harm our members.
但是他们害不到。
However, they are unable to do that.
那些算命的，一些行邪术的，拿到我们的信徒的资料，想要去给他算啊，然后做一些法。
There are some practitioners of witchcraft or sorcery that want to curse our members, but they are unable to.
哎呀，他们一算，哎呀，这个不是我们碰不到，这个不是属于我们的人。
Because once they want to to do sorcery or witchcraft against our members, then they realize that these do not belong in their realm.
因为受洗归入耶稣基督，魔鬼就对你没办法，不可能直接碰你。
Because once we belong to Christ and once we've been baptized into Christ, the devil cannot simply touch us.
所以受洗是很重要。
That is why it's very important to be baptized.
完完全全属于归入基督的人。
This is how we become. This is how we belong to Christ.
但是啊，现在不要高兴太快。
However, we should not be too happy.
神容许你进入旷野。
Jesus, God wants us to enter into this wilderness.
你的考验才真正的开始。
That is a time when the true test begins.
啊，所以刚刚所说的，你受洗归入基督的。
So we've said that we are baptized into Christ now.
那神就让你的旷野路开始。
Then God will let our journey in the wilderness begin.
但是你不要担心。
Let us not worry, however.
就是因为你开始进入旷野路。
Although we've entered into this journey in the wilderness.
神告诉你，你要开始长大了。
God tells us that this is the point that we start to grow.
如果你不进入旷野，你是永远不会长大的。
Because if we don't enter into this wilderness, then we will never grow.
这个是一个很普通的道理。
This is a very simple truth.
就像我们种一棵树。
It's just like when we plant a tree.
如果你种在这个温室里面。
If we plant it in a greenhouse.
没有风。
There's no wind.
没有极端的气候。
There's nothing, no changing environment.
因为没有，尤其是没有风呢。
Especially because there's no wind.
它的根呢就不会长得很稳。
Then the roots will not go very deep.
因为没有风，它不需要稳呢。
Because there's no wind, so therefore his roots do not need to go very deep.
好了，因为根不稳不深，它就吸不到水。
And because the roots are not very deep, then it is unable to get the water it needs.
那不会长大的。
It will not grow.
但是如果一棵树是长在户外的。
But if a tree grows outside.
尤其是风比较大的地方。
And especially in a place that is very windy.
这个风哦，会把那个树啊，逼它要抓地抓得紧一点。
This wind actually forces the tree to grasp onto the ground.
有时候这个树啊，会歪一边呢。
Some of the trees will bend.
但是那个根呢，就会往另外一方面去把它平衡住。
And what happens is the roots compensate for this by growing on the other side.
它的根就往更高的地方去发展。
And the roots will actually bear root in an even higher place.
就吸到更多的养分。
and it will be able to get more water.
所以温室的无论是花朵也好，树木也好，都是生命力，随时都很脆弱的，会不堪一击的。
So whether it is a flower or a tree or something else, then life is actually something that's very fragile.
但是呢，如果是在旷野。
But if it is in the wilderness,
能够在旷野生存的，就能够在任何地方生存。
What is able to survive in the wilderness is able to survive in all other places.
我们看《生命记》第八章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
生命记第八章的第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2.
生命记第八章第二节。我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
八节一二三，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你的内心如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。这里告诉我们，神为什么要百姓走这段旷野路。
This is the reason why God wants us to walk this journey in the wilderness.
以今天来说，就是为什么神要让他们那么不顺呢？
In other words, is to say, why does God not let them have a smooth life?
今天我们做父母的，我们都希望孩子可以的话，尽量给他们一个顺一点的环境。
Today, as parents, we want to give our children a very, very smooth and comfortable environment.
帮他安排好一切，让他不用自己安排。
We want to arrange everything for them so that they do not need to do that themselves.
把所有的困难都排除了。
We want to take away their difficulties.
让他可以专专心心好好读书。
So that they can focus on their studies.
以后就会成功。
In the future, they will be successful.
这个都是因为我们自己可能以前吃了苦，所以我们不想孩子这一代吃苦。
It's perhaps in the past we had suffered ourselves, so we don't want our children to go through the same thing.
这个是很大的爱啊。
This is a great love.
但是往往这种爱会害死下一代。
But in fact, this type of love will actually harm the future generation.
你保护他，他来越好。
Because we protect them so much.
他就越没有办法自己真的是发展他的潜能出来。
Then it means that they will not be able to grow and develop.
信仰也是一样啊。
And it's the same with faith.
神可以保护他们，让他们不吃吃的，不吃喝的，什么都不吃，不受一点苦。
It's within God's ability to protect the people so that they do not suffer at all.
但是他们不会长大的。
However, they will not grow up.
他也不会谢谢神的。
They will also not thank God.
他们只会不断的要求更多而已。
All they will have are more requirements of God.
还有呢，道理讲了那么多了，你是不是真的会做出来？
Also, they know so much of the truth, and yet are they able to act upon it?
坐在这边听道理，大家都听一样的。
Today, when we sit here, we hear the same thing.
是不是？爱心啊，信心啊，圣洁啊。
Is it not right? We hear about love, but we hear about faith, and we hear about holiness.
把神放第一位啊。
We need to put God first.
这些道理讲来讲去都是那一些。
No matter what we talk about these same topics.
但是你会不会真的做出来？
But the question is, can we act these out in our lives?
当你不顺的时候，遇到困难的时候，就是考验了。
When we meet up with difficulties in our life, this is a test.
你这个时候就看到到底是不是真正的守的道理。
At this time, we truly know whether or not we can keep the commandments.
像以色列百姓当时在走旷野路的时候
，Just like the Israelites when they were walking in the wilderness.
神就说了，我会给你们食物的。
God told them already that God would provide food.
每天会给你们吃玛纳。
Every day he would provide manna.
每天你都去捡玛纳。
You shall go out every day and pick the manna.
一天捡一份。
You will pick the daily portion.
但是第六天你要捡两份。
But on the sixth day, you should pick a double portion.
因为第七天安息日就没有玛纳。
Because on the Sabbath day, on the seventh day, there will be no manna.
要记住哦，安息日是没有玛纳的。
Remember that on the Sabbath day, there is no manna.
因为神安排就是这样，你可以出去，你可以不听，但是你是捡不到的。
You don't need to listen to God. However, you will be unable to take the manna.
你以为捡到，其实捡不到。
You think that you would be able to pick it, but you cannot.
好了。道理是听了，你会不会去做
？You've heard this, but will you do it？
旷野的路很辛苦啊。
The journey in the wilderness is very difficult.
大家想多捞一点呢、啊，多吃一点呢、啊。
Because everyone wants more to eat.
有人就是忍不住了。
And some people cannot stand it any longer.
安息日，我还是出去看一看有没有吧。
So on the Sabbath day, they will go and see whether or not there's manna.
我要家庭要养啊。
I want to
feed my family.
Feed my family.、
我不去捡，谁来帮我捡，谁来养？我不养他们，谁来养
？If I do not pick manna for my family, then who will raise them and who will feed them?
我要努力啊
！I need to exert myself.
好了，遇到困难就是考验了。
Now when we meet up with difficulty is the test.
你听不听神的话?
Do you listen to God's word?
你缺钱了,你礼拜六还是不是去工作?
If you lack money, do you still work on the Sabbath?
如果你很不缺钱,礼拜六不工作,这个没有什么困难。
If you do not lack money and you don't work on the Sabbath, then this is not a difficulty.
你很缺钱,现在老板给你钱,你要不要去?
But if you have very little money and your boss is offering you money, will you go?
你很需要这份工作,但是他必须要你每个礼拜六都去。
You really need this job, however, you need to work on every Sabbath.
那这个就是考验。
This is a test.
这个就是旷野。
This is the wilderness.
不单只是安息日，可以在任何一个方面。
Not only the Sabbath, but in any other way.
当你听神的话的时候，你要受苦。
When we listen to the word of God, we will suffer.
你会马上受苦。
We will suffer immediately.
但是长远你会得到福气。
However, in the future, we will receive blessing.
那你听不听？
Will you listen to this?
哇。这个就是旷野，就试了，试出来了。
This is the wilderness. This is test.
哇，神，原来神这种旷野啊，旷野才知道一个人的心是如何的。
The wilderness will allow us to expose the true heart of a man.
啊，前几天我打电话给一个外地的信徒。
A few days ago, I called someone who was not in this country.
啊，他告诉我。
He told me.
他最近受很大的苦啊。
He told me that he faced great difficulty lately.
他遇到一个意外啊。
He encountered an accident.
他现在躺在医院里面了。
Now he's in the hospital.
他两只脚压碎了。
His legs were crushed.
以后不晓得怎么开车。
He does not know if he can drive in the future.
不晓得什么时候才可以赚钱啊。
He does not know when he can go out and make money again.
哇，他马上整个人就垮下去了，信心也没有了，那这个盼望也没有了。
The entire person has fallen down. He lost his faith, and he does not believe anymore.
他在想为什么我会遇到这种事情。
He thought, why does he encounter such things?
到底我做了什么？
What have I done?
其实他没有做什么不好的事。
In fact, he hasn't done anything really bad.
但是这个时候这种事情就发生了。
But yet this thing happened.
没有解释。
There's no explanation for it.
但是他太太鼓励他。
His wife encouraged him.
你没有关系。
It's okay.
神还让你活着。
God still lets you live.
至少你两只脚开完刀，不是要切掉。
Your legs can still be operated on. They don't need to be amputated.
至少你保住你的命。
At the very least, he has preserved your life.
我们不要埋怨神。
Let us not complain against God.
我们要对神有信心。
We need to have faith towards God.
太太一直鼓励他。
His wife kept on encouraging him.
我们不知道神的旨意，但是我们要靠住走下去。
We do not know the will of God. However, we need to rely on Him. We need to continue on this journey.
这个时候不能埋怨神。
At this time, we cannot complain against God.
我们还要感谢你还有条命。
We still need to thank God that He's preserved your life.
本来你可以死掉的。
You could have died.
本来我也可以在这个意外当中死掉，这神都保守我们。
And I could have died in this accident as well, but God has protected us.
哇，当然，那个太太一直鼓励他。
The wife kept on encouraging him.
大家也继续帮他祷告。
Everyone continued to pray for him.
所以有一天呢，我们都会遇到我们自己的旷野。
One day we will all meet with our wilderness.
你一定觉得在旷野当中很辛苦。
We will feel that we are having great difficulties in the wilderness.
可能是你健康出了问题。
Perhaps it's a problem with our health.
家庭出了问题。
Perhaps our families.
工作出了问题。
Our work.
但是无论是什么的问题。
No matter what problem we encounter.
你要永远记住。
We must remember.
这条路既然是神在带领你的。
That in this journey, God is always taking care of us.
你要记住这个地图。
We must remember this map.
是神带你出来的。
It is God that's bringing us out.
你已经出来了。
We have already come out.
一定是有困难的。
We must meet up with difficulty.
但是神会继续的带领你。
However, God will continue to guide us.
一定可以走下去。
We will be able to endure this journey.
你不要问为什么。
We should not ask why.
你只要紧紧抓住神的手。
We just need to grasp tightly onto the hand of God.
神一定会一步一步的带领。
God will guide us step by step.
我们尝试。